From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. It will be a week or so before Humboldt County Deputy District Attorney Trent Timm finds out about motions he filed in connection with a criminal case. He wants to find out more about the source of money used to bail Ariel Arguelles Sosa out of jail on drug charges. The suspect was able to bail himself out of jail on $500,000. Arguelles Sosa, along with 20-year-old Abidel Paras Sosa and 32-year-old Miguel Angel Garcia, arrested by the Drug Task Force following a multi-week investigation and a narcotics dealing in the county. Well, 10 protesters stood outside the courthouse Tuesday where Marcy Kitchen was scheduled for sentencing. Kitchen pleading guilty to killing her daughter and a friend while drunk behind the wheel in Fortuna in July of 2016. A number of people spoke before the judge in the packed courtroom. Kitchen took off after striking Kaya Kitchen and 14-year-old Faith Sarnas on that day. A semi hit two other vehicles in Del Norte County, leaving a person dead. Happened on Highway 199 east of Patrick Creek. California Highway Patrol incident report states that the big rig ended up on top of a sedan as a result of the crash. No word on the name of the victim, nor is there information about exactly what happened leading up to the crash or whether charges will be filed in connection to it. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission hosting the Redwood Region Housing Forum, talking about current opportunities and challenges of the Humboldt housing market. Attendees learning more about the current housing market, best practices in innovative housing and development, and will have the opportunity to share ideas on how to make the housing market one that drives economic growth. That happens September 20th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fortuna River Lodge. On October 4th, the NorCal Procurement Technical Assistance Center at Humboldt State University is hosting an expo for local businesses who want to sell their products or services to the government. It's a no-cost event. It includes workshops, networking, exhibiting, and will be an opportunity for small and diverse businesses to connect with local, state, and federal agencies. There will also be a series of preparatory workshops being held on October 3rd, the day before the event. The Procurement Expo main event is happening October 4th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It takes place at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka. You can register and find out more at eurekaexpo.eventbrite.com or go through the Eureka Chamber website. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.